So, Doc, tell me about the trailer that we just dedicated outside.
Well, it is 28 foot long, 7 foot wide, and 7.5 foot high. Designed to have four showers in it. One of them will be handicapped, by the way, accessible. And two washers and two dryers to help with the laundry issues that will obviously be a problem in areas where infrastructure is taken out. And also, we're going to have some storage room for emergency supplies to go with us. So,
where'd the idea come from in the first place?
We've been flooded twice here, very terrible floods. The last one is in 2010. And right across the street on the Christian Church parking lot, a trailer was set up over there, came up from the a Baptist church in Kentucky. It was a wonderful idea. And they were able to provide showers for everybody that had had been flooded out of their homes down on the West End, and also for the workers that were helping them, they call it mucking, so at the end of the day they could just wash it off. But not just that, also, you know, at the end of the day they have dirty clothes, so they were able to take care of that issue also.
And to this point, what has it meant to the congregation to get involved in this project, and what do you think it'll mean in the long run?
Well, in the long run, the very long run, if the church is not involved in mission work, I think it really doesn't. It's not following the example of Christ. That's what we, in the end, want to be doing, is modeling ourselves after his example. It's given the men's organization in this church a new focus, a new purpose for being. We've got some very talented individuals, carpenters, engineers, electricians, plumbers, just, and they're all just training at the bit to get at this. So before we started this project, the men's groups were pretty loose-knit, but we've got, all of a sudden we've got 15 to 20 individuals either wanting to participate in the building of it or being available to transport and set up on disaster sites. So, as soon as we leave here at the church, we're going to take it out to Red Atwood's out north of town. He's got a huge shed out there, cement floor, electric and everything. We're going to do it there. We're going to put it together there. Yeah.
And when it's all ready to go, fully complete, fully functional, will it live here?
It'll be
in Colfax?
Here. It'll be here.
And when the call comes for an emergency assistance, when other communities flooded like Colfax was a few years ago?
That call will probably come from Trish. Of course, she serves as the conference coordinator for disaster relief, and more than likely the call will come from her.
And then who will take it there?
Somebody here. We've got a number of individuals that have the truck and the time.
So Colfax is not only taking an empty shell and furnishing it with fully functional showers for able as well as handicapped folks, and the washing facilities and the storage, taking it from empty to functional. It'll be the steward of this important part of disaster response for the foreseeable future.
True. That's correct. That I know of, they're in the Midwest, in the Methodist Church, we are, or we will be, the only ministry of this kind. Unique, to say the least. But more than that, it's providing something that is desperately needed in situations that, you know, it's just impossible to get clean.
Last question. What does it mean to you?
It certainly means a lot. To be a servant of Christ in any capacity is, at this point in my life, all I want in life. And this is big for me.